Welcome to the Healer's Corner podcast with your hosts, Melissa Wiles and Maria Serna.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Healer's Corner. And we have the part four and conclusion of Wise Woman Speaks with Maria Celeste and her journey. Now, Maria, where are we in this journey? I know we're towards the end, but where do we pick up?
So I will just so people know, this is where we're at. We're at the fun part of all of this. My 27 years, and I have to thank all of you and Melissa and Maria, because the last 3 weeks has been extremely interesting, reliving 27 years of this journey. So where we are tonight is at the fun part. We are at the culmination of all that I have done and what I have done to validate German New Medicine. Now, if you're seeing the podcast, you can't see the book, but the German New Medicine, these are, I will share with you and tell you the titles and everything. But I have to thank you and your audience, because going through this, which is, okay, so you probably know I'm crazy by now, so I'll just tell you all my crazy in my head. So it has been an amazing experience, because I'm a kind of person, I get my teeth drilled without Novocaine. I had a tooth pulled, and the doctor, I'm like, there's still bone up there. So it was over 4th of July. I went up, and he's like digging at it, and he's like, you have no Novocaine up there. And I'm like, go keep doing what you're doing, but get the rest of the bone out. And he's like, I have never seen anybody do this in my 40 years of practice. I'm like, just keep doing it. You're fine. Fine. He goes, are you really fine? I'm like, if I needed an Novocaine, I tell you, just keep doing it. So for me to have relived the last 27 years has been extremely painful, literally physically painful. And God and I had this discussion the other day, and I'm like, dude, he's like, just melt into the pain and feel the pain. I'm like, I have been so fortunate that for 27 years, I have not felt the pain. So to live, to have to have done this in this series, I'm telling you, I can't wait till this is over, because I have had to relive all that pain, and God made me feel all that pain. And I'm like, can I go back to where I don't feel any pain? It's been really interesting. So I have to thank all of you, because I have an extremely high tolerance for pain. And God, the last 3 weeks, as I'm living this all through, because I never had to tell my story. This is the first time I've told my story in detail, and it's been amazing. But I will tell you where this has brought me, because this is really the fun part. And this is the part where I actually had the strength this week. I am off all my meds. I'm off all my meds. And I said, after 72 years, I'm done being poked and prodded. I'm done being a pincushion. I'm done being an experiment. And the medicine that you want to put me on, I am so done that I'm not even sure I want to get my next PET scan. And I will tell you the fun part of all of this, because it is German New Medicine. And this is what came back to me from Germany. Of course, you can't see it because it's now a podcast. But this is my report back from German New Medicine, which, like I said, is the exciting part of where we've been to. So the first week was the summary of my childhood, which is really important for you to listen to, because that's what got me to German New Medicine and validate. I didn't prove German New Medicine. I didn't go looking for German New Medicine. German New Medicine found me and proved to me right here. This stuff is great. Listen. You got to listen to the first podcast, because I come from a very medical family. If somebody told me, because a bubble in my brain tells me I'm healed of cancer, I would say you're crazy. I'm living it, folks. I'm actually living it. And it's so crazy. It's so fun. It's so cool. But the first week tells you about my childhood. The second week tells you about my first experience with breast cancer. The third week tells you about my second and third. And that's where we're at, is at my third. And if you listen to the first three podcasts, it brings you up to the fact that during my second time, just at the time I was diagnosed for the third time, I pulled out all the stops. I thought I pulled out all the stops the second time. And I said, God, I thought I pulled out all the stops. And I'm really lucky. If you know anything, it's the same. It just went into my lungs. But it was diagnosed as the same. HER2. ER positive, HER2 negative. And I didn't keep any of that really in my head, because when I first was diagnosed, I'm like, family, you take care of the medical. I got to get my taxes done in case I die in the operating table. And that was the truth, because that's the truth. So tonight, let me just make sure I've written it down to make sure that we can do this all, because I get so excited, because this is an exciting part. But I'm telling you, having to go through that the last 3 weeks, I am so ready for this to be over, because I'm so ready to be out of pain. But I was in so much pain I didn't realize how much pain I was in till God made me see the pain I was in. And my husband's like, Maria, you're crying at night. And I'm like, yeah, that's how much pain I'm in. And I literally am tossing and turning. And I'm like, Eric, I'll get out of the bed. He's like, no, I can monitor you. Stay here. And I will tell you, I took myself off the medicine five days ago. And last night was the first night I actually fell asleep without tossing and turning. So I'm monitoring it very carefully. And I want to thank all of you because you gave me the courage to live this brain, this bubble in my head that says, I don't have any brain cancer. I don't have breast cancer anymore. So just to update you, 2000 was the first round. 2014 was the second round. 2000? No, they put me on tamoxifen for 3 weeks. That was 3 months. That was it. Horrible pain. I was done with it. Pain's my marker. In 14, I did have chemo and I did have radiation and your hair comes in really curly and it's really fun. And hopefully they don't have to give you 3 double mastectomies because that's not a lot of fun. 21, my IT bone. Was that it? My muscle in my leg started to act up. We did a PET scan, 5 tumors. That's when we pulled out all the stops. During that whole period of time, I was dealing with a lot of healers, working with a lot of healers, doing a lot of healing work all over the world. And we pulled out all the stops and we dug really deep. In the meantime, my oncologist is like, I think we need to start you on this protocol. We watched it for a year. We started me on a protocol of Faslodex and Ibrance. The Ibrance is chemo in a pill. And this is funny. Like a week into it, I wake up. It's literally a Tuesday morning. I wake up and I went, oh, sorry about that. I went, oh, this is chemo in a pill. I recognize this. And my body goes, hi, we're back. So anybody who tells you immune therapy is different than chemo, it's not. It's gentler, but it does the same thing. So in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, and up to today, I actually counted my number of journals. I have journaled. There's 13 complete, and there's 2 more that are, I don't know why I have 2. I have one that I travel with and one that, actually, there's 3 more. There's 4 more that are being in the process, depending on where I'm at and what I'm doing. And here's one of them, and so I counted them because you can't see them because this is a podcast. And through all of that, I will tell you, I did some of my most deepest, most difficult dark night of the soul work, truly dark night of the soul work. It's not easy. Lots of Kleenex, lots of journaling, lots of tears, lots of great release stuff. And I'm in a class and she holds up this book. It's called German New Medicine by Dr. Catherine Willow. She just said, I just started to read this and she put it down and I went, stop, bring that book back. She brought it back. I wrote it down. I ordered it. I think I ordered it still while I was on the podcast. Still, I was on the Zoom class. I ordered it. And that was probably sometime in 22. So in March of 23, I'm on a plane and I take this little book with me and I'm reading it. Nobody knows but my husband that I'm reading this book. I get to Arthur Findlay College, which is if you are serious about your psychic and mediumship work, go to Arthur Findlay College or find a professor that's at Arthur Findlay College that isn't there anymore. Because that's a whole nother thing. But it's amazing. Arthur Findlay College and all of the Andy Bing, John Johnson, I'm telling you, go there. It's a whole different world than it is here in America. But anyway, I was there. And that Sunday night, they had an open service, which is they give messages. And my dad is in spirit. And my dad came to me and I got a beautiful message. And at the end of the message, she was finished. She said, no, your dad has one more thing to say to you. Now, if you listen to the first podcast, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for my dad. He was a worldwide well-known pediatrician and he was a researcher. He had 13 to 17 papers published nationally. She says, your dad has one more thing he wants to say to you. Your dad is very interested in the book you're reading. And I said to mom, I started to cry. And I said, of course you would be. Of course you would be. It's research. Dr. Hammer spent the last part of his life and literally, I think, died over this. His son was killed. And he, 6 months later, came down with, I can't remember if he came down with prostate cancer or testicular cancer, but one of the two. And please forgive me. And I could do a quick check, which I didn't think to do earlier in the day, of which one he died of. He didn't die of it. He was diagnosed with it. And he was like, it was 6 months after his son was killed in a shooting accident by the Prince of Monaco. So I don't know the details of that. However, he was like, I wonder if there's a correlation between my cancer and my son's death. Now, this man was an internist, very successful internist in Germany. He went through all of his records, he went through all of his patients, and he began to do this research, which is now called German New Medicine, which this is another book. And this is a book actually written by Dr. Hammer, which takes you, and it's called Germanic Heilkunde Instruction. And if anybody wants any of that, get a hold of Melissa or get a hold of me, and I can give you, I can send you pictures of these books because you can't really see them on podcasts. During this time, I was using The Metaphysical Anatomy by Yvette Rose. And any of you who have ever, and this book is a doorstop. It's a huge doorstop book. This is the book, and I still use it today. I try to do it every day between that book, and this is another book by German New Medicine called The Roots of Disease by the man who studied with Dr. Hammer. He did 50,000 cases. Doctors would come up to him and say, read this PET scan. Tell me what's wrong with the patient. Nailed it 50,000 times, and I want to say 50,001. Because as I'm reading the book, after I get that message that my dad says, I'm very interested in the book you're reading, which is like me, it's like a nudge, like my dad going, go down that path and study it, which I've been doing. I have just begun to touch the surface, folks. There is so much. This man's intelligence, oh my God. So he breaks down how the body starts to form, and he's got four germs, which are the four cell types, which are the four skin layers. And depending on what cell developed what brain, and depending on when you had, there's five laws to German New Medicine. And one is it has to be an isolated, impactful event that left a mark somewhere in your brain. Because he read 50,001. He didn't read mine. A colleague of his read mine. 50,001 that proves everything that I just lived. And in this wonderful little report, which is, so anyway, all from bubbles in the brain. Now, those of us in the healing world, those of us in this woo-woo world, those of us in the science world know your body remembers everything. And you know what? Medically, it does. It's recorded in the brain in bubbles. I'm telling you, folks, this stuff is crazy. If I hadn't come from the medical background and done 13 journals going deep with lots of Kleenex, lots of breakthroughs, lots of emotional shit, I'm telling you, we dug out everything and we're still digging it. My eyes are still brown. I'm trying to make them blue. I mean, I work this almost an hour every day and have since I started going, this is not how I want to die. I have seen way too many people die of cancer. Cancer's a wake-up call. And I'm like, God, I am not dying of this shit. I am not dying of this. And we need to rewrite the contract. And Eric goes, do you really talk to God like that? Oh, you bet I do. The other night, I was in so much pain. I actually took my body, put it on the table with all my guides and my spiritual advisors and God and Jesus and the Holy Family and my family that's up there in heaven. And I said, God, you want me to stay on this earth plane? You fix my vehicle. I'm done. I don't care how you fix it. You fix it. And then I laid down in a bed of rice. Next morning, I woke up and I said, I'm done. I'm not taking any more medicine. I'm done. German New Medicine, I have to believe this. German New Medicine says I've cured myself of cancer. I'm done. Actually, if you understand what you've cured yourself of, you didn't cure yourself of cancer. You cured yourself of that emotional shock that happened. And so as I'm going through, I'm reading that. Let's go back now to March of 23. At the end of the service, I'm like, I think I'm going to test this. Because my dad says he's really interested in it. So I better get interested in it. I walk upstairs. Nobody in that room has even seen that book. The only person that knew I came was Eric. And I had that book with me. So I walk upstairs and I said, Eric, what happened 6 months before you were diagnosed with diabetes? And without a hesitation, he says, she filed for divorce. And I went, darn, this stuff's real. And I had known somewhere in my past, somebody said, look at what happened 18 months before you were diagnosed with cancer to see where you got the impact. This is sort of the same thing. So fast forward into 2023, the summer of 2023, maybe it was 24. I'll have to go back and no, it was the summer of 24 because it was the December of 24 that I had the PET scan done or the CT scan because you have to do a CT scan, no contrast. So I'm reading the book and I get a hold of Dr. Willow and I've been working with Dr. Willow for since she was 6 month waiting list. So I think I started with her in the summer of 2023 and they said, you can start with somebody else. I said, no, I'll wait for Dr. Willow. I'm not going anywhere. I'll wait for her. So we're working on it. She's trying to explain some of it and helping me along. And we're doing some more deep work. And I'm doing all my healing stuff with all my other healers. And I, as I learn about it, one of the things that that German New Medicine does is they read a PT scan, no contrast, to see where the impact is, to see where the conflicts are, where the programs are running. And I say that with quote marks that you can't see that I'm making. In the summer of 24, if you've ever been around me, I move fairly fast. And so I'm walking down Tuesday trash day. Tuesday is trash day. I'm walking down to the trash because I had just finished golf and I had some papers from lunch that I was throwing away. And I trip. And our driveway is, it's probably at about a 20 degree angle. And so I trip and I catch myself and I'm like, oh, that was close. And as I catch myself, I trip again and I literally go flying. Thank God there was no car coming because I went flying into the road and landed on the side of my head on my expensive glasses, not the cheap ones, the expensive ones. And I literally am in such shock that I watched my body not be able to scream. And I went, that's new. That's real. I don't have a voice. I can't scream. Meanwhile, this blood is gushing out of my head. If you've ever had any injury to your face, it's like it's the worst kind of blood because obviously the blood pressure is stronger up here, so it's getting pushed a lot. There is blood in my hand and I can't scream. I know Eric's in the backyard. He's working on some bush. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I run into the, I put my hand on the head, I run into the house, I get a towel and I run out to Eric and I'm like, he's like, what? I'm like, because I still don't have my voice yet. And I'm like, I'm just crying because Nate's like, what? And so finally I'm like, well, I sort of fell. I'm like, you like need to make sure I don't have a concussion. And so he sort of kept me up all night and watching all that. So I'm learning more and more about this PT scan. And I'm thinking, I just had a traumatic brain injury. I think that calls for a PT scan with no contrast that we're going to send over to Germany. I love how God works. I love how God works because truly, I don't have a scar. I could have been run over by a car and nothing broke. And I skimmed my knee a little bit. And I'm like, thank you, God. And now I have a medical excuse because we need to make sure that I didn't do anything to my brain. And as my brother said, it's nice to know there was nothing up there. So that's the kind of family I live with. So this PT scan, send it off now. With this PT scan, this gentleman in Germany, which I had to send to Canada to then go to Germany, has four pieces of information, but I think there's a fifth one. And the fifth one is, because if you've ever had a CT scan done or a PT scan done or any of those MRI things, they always burn in there where it was done so that they can trace it. And I'm assuming that was on my scan. So that's the first piece of information, that it was done where it was done here, obviously in America. Then I'm Maria Celeste, that I'm postmenopausal. I'm diagnosed as breast cancer and I'm left-hand dominant. It's all done left-hand, right-hand. Left brain. That's how all this stuff is controlled. So that's all he knew about me. That's all he knew about me. This is where it gets crazy. Now you got to remember, I'm doing all this other stuff and I find German New Medicine, which takes the woo-woo world and the medical world and brings the two of them together. I'm living this stuff going, if anybody tried to tell me this, I would think it was crazy because I come from a medical world. And this, tell me that it's because I have a bubble in my brain that you can tell me what's wrong with me. Folks, this is where it gets really cool. And I'm going to be really intimate and I'm going to be very open and very vulnerable about it because some of this stuff in here is like crazy, crazy. That's how I know this stuff is real. Because what he brought up by reading my CT scan, he doesn't know any of this about me. And yet it's all here in a piece of paper because of the bubbles in my brain. Yeah, I told you we're going to have fun tonight. So let me tell you some of the things that this man picked up. And it's really fun because Dr. Willow got this first. So she's looking up and she goes, Maria, some of this stuff is even proved on your PET scans. Like, this is crazy. Because he picks up and it's all related. It's all the psychic of disease right here in this little book, how they relate, what happened and how it happened. Not necessarily how it happened, but what happened and what kicked in and where it landed. And it's like, this man knows me better than I know me. From reading my bubble brain. Like, this is crazy. So talks about in my foot, in my left ankle, there is a severe separation conflict. I can't tell you how many times I have said, God, my ankle cannot be broken. I jump around. I dance. I was Middle Eastern danced. I taught dancing. And if you know me, that's how my IT band got in on my collarbone. If you listen to one of them, I talk about where I talk to the doctor and she's like, I'm like, there's the bone chest and it's all from working out. So I jump around, do crazy stuff. And there's been three times where I have had issues with my ankle. Right here, separation conflict, foot. And then he picks up the issue that I've got in my back, which is a de-evaluation. conflict, and that de-evaluation conflict in my spine. Actually, it's the L4 and L5, I think, is where it says it on the PET scan. So I'm working on that to see if it disappears. The one little nodule that I had in my lung, if you look up in German New Medicine, lung issues have to do with fear of death. So I went in there and I talked to it and I was like, I'm not fearful of dying. I'm fearful of leaving my loved ones behind. I'm very honest about that. And I worked with that with me. And I said, I'm not fearful of dying. I'm fearful about leaving my loved ones behind. I want to make sure they're okay. So breast cancer is all about caring. Hello, I care about my family. I want to make sure they're okay when I'm gone. And I talked, that did not show up on my last PET scan. Picks up issues with my knee. And I'm like, can you get to the breast cancer? Because she's going through all of this, you know, a severe separation conflict. And then an identity conflict. And then with sometimes in my bowels and my bladder is an identity conflict, which is also self-esteem. I have real issues with self-esteem. I was just talking to my brother about it. I grew up in a family where it wasn't like, oh my God, you did a good job. It's like, this was what you could do better. Everything was what you could do better, how you can do it better. You can do this better. You got an A. Why didn't you get an A+? It's like, I just won an award in high school. Why didn't you get 2? So I have lived with that all my life. And my brother, I said, Jamie, that is really messed up on my head. He goes, it's messed up all 8 of us. But from bubbles in my brain, they're picking this stuff up. This is where it gets really funny. He's got my knee. So I'm like, can you guess? She's like, it's the last one there. And what it says, it's a separation conflict, but the program is finished. The bubble is finished. I have solved that problem. And I will tell you, folks, I know when I solved it, the last 3 years, I've been journaling. Yvette Rose, you work on that stuff. I'm like, I know that stuff had to be channeled. There is no way in earth's good heaven that somebody had that information with that accuracy to be able to make a book that's 3 inches thick that hits it home. If you've got issues you're working on and you don't want those issues, I'm telling you, get Yvette Rose's book and work it. And I'm telling you, work it. There were times when I was crying after 2 sentences and I hadn't even gotten to the questions she wants to ask. Because she explains to you why you've got this problem and then the questions to explore. And sometimes I work 2, 3, 4, maybe a week on just getting through the verbiage of what she's, never mind getting to the questions. This is amazing. If you really want to do your work, that's a good place to do it. I cannot recommend enough. So you need to understand, I'm doing all this work and solving all these problems while I'm being introduced to German New Medicine, who tells me these problems are registered in my brain and whether or not they're still in conflict or they're solved. And according to German New Medicine, I have solved my issue. So why the heck am I on medicine? That's a conversation I'm having with my oncologist. She knows that. It's a conversation that I am now having with my endocrinologist because the medicine that I said to my doc, okay, because I've been on an aromatase inhibitor. This is going to get really real for those people out there that have had breast cancer. I was on an aromatase inhibitor for the last 4 years. I got myself off that because literally I said, doc, I cannot put one more shot in my body. And I was in tears. So she knew I was serious. I'm like, I cannot put one more shot. I don't know the binders. I don't know the fillers. It's wiping out my brain. I'm in the middle of a conversation. I totally lose where I'm at. And I said, I know it's the medicine. It comes from another country. I don't trust that country. I know what they did to Mattel toys. And I don't know. The only thing we know that's in that drug is the 5 milligrams of fluorescerant. We don't know what else. And it's messing up my brain. I'm not doing it anymore. She goes, okay, I'll put you on this little pill. She goes, you've been on this pill before. And I said, yeah, I know. 9 months later, and I was in tears and blah, 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 blah. I said, but I've talked to my body and I'm going to try it. And I have been on that pill since October. And my body, with the help of this little, having to really know all this for the last 3 weeks, has been pure hell. Pure, pure hell. And my poor husband has been a saint through all of this. And I am so grateful because it made me realize God put German New Medicine in my life for a reason. I have done all this work for a reason. And I have a little paper here from a man who read The Brain Bubbles that says, I have cured that. Now, the skeptic in me goes, yeah, it's a bubble in my brain. I've cured it. Dr. Willow says to me, she goes through all this. She goes, and there's one last thing, Maria. She said, I have worked with you for about a year now. She said, and I don't see this in you. And she gets real serious. She goes, but according to German New Medicine, when you have 2 conflicts or 2 programs that run simultaneously, you get what we call a constellation. And you have a constellation that's called manic behavior. And I started to laugh. I literally started to laugh. So She said, really? I said, oh my God, ask Eric. Eric will sometimes go, and this, I'm not proud of this, folks. I'm telling you this because it proves he picked this up from a bubble in my brain. The same brain that he said, I've healed through breast cancer. So that medicine's not going into this body anymore. And I said, oh my God, you need to ask Eric. He will like, can I pull you off the ceiling now? And I'm like, oh my God, it's in my mother. My sister has it. My brother has it. And I don't want to pass it on to my niece. I have to heal through this. And Eric and I have been working very diligently because it's self-evaluation and it's self-esteem and de-evaluation. And I'm like, I can work on this. And so I'm working on it. Dr. Willow and I are working on it to heal that. But the amazing thing is the work that I did with all this journaling and getting to no evidence of disease, which had to do with the breast cancer, had to do with a separation conflict. If you go back to the first session, which is why you need to listen to that, I was separated from my parents immediately at birth. Immediately. I was taken from my mother's womb. My father at the time was my pediatrician, so he was right there. I came out and I was jaundiced. And he's like, oh, she needs to go into an incubator. And if you know what incubators were like 71 years ago, almost 72, they put you in there and they didn't touch you. They just let you there. And maybe they fed you. And maybe I went to my mother did not breastfeed. And she said, my mother had 8 kids. And she said, I gave up breastfeeding after the first 2 weeks with your first brother. She goes, I was not going to do that. My mother was not the kind of woman to sit around and have you suck at her nipple. She's like, nope, I got other things to do. I'm going to stick you in the crib and I'm going to put a bottle in your mouth and I'm going to go about and do my work. She was very efficient. And she's like, nope. I can do other. So we weren't very coddled in my family, and I wasn't coddled when I was born. And that's a separation conflict. And I literally was lying in the tub one day after doing all kinds of journaling. There's 13 journals down there, and there's another 4 that are in the process. So I have done journaling, and I love journaling, and I highly recommend it because you can get all kinds of. And Eric's like, can I read your journals? I said, here you go. He goes, I can't read this. I said, I can't either. I just write. It's like automatic writing, and you really can't read it. Sometimes you can read it, but for the most part, you can't. So doing what I was doing, one day I'm in the tub, and I'm like, oh my God. I was taken from my parents when I was a baby. That's my separation conflict. And I start bawling. I am literally bawling in the middle of the afternoon in the tub. And Eric walks by. He goes, what? I said, you have no idea. Oh my God. I was separated at birth. And that's the whole problem. He's like, you're crazy. I go, it was such a huge breakthrough. I literally got on the phone and like called my brother and go, Jamie, you won't believe what I just realized. My God, he goes, Maria, your entire life. I said, yeah. He goes, let me tell you, as your brother, we said jump and you asked how high you could jump. We were like, fold the clothes. Anything we asked you to do, you went above and beyond to do it. I said, I thought I wasn't wanted as a baby. I thought I was going to be abandoned again. What if I didn't do it right? I'm not loved. He goes, Maria, that whole thing has driven your whole lifestyle. I'm like, I know. I don't need to do any of that anymore. So my woo-woo work was proven by medical work. You need both to heal. That's the fun part of the 27 years I just went through. Cancer is a friggin' wake-up call. And I'm telling you, don't just take a pill. I'm not here to tell you not to do your medicine. I did the medicine. I did chemotherapy. I did tamoxifen. I did Ibrance. I did radiation. I did all that shit. I did it. I don't want to call it shit. He said, you lived your whole life trying to do that. And so all of the medical work that I've done and all of the psychological, internal, deep work I've done has proven you need to do both. You need to do both. You just can't go, give me chemo. Give me a pill. It's going to fix it. Because you know what? They gave me a pill and now they want to put me on a shot to fix what the pill did. And I'm like, I just wrote to the doctor and I said, have you read the side effects of what this shot does? I said, it's what I'm trying to get over. And you're going to give me a shot that's going to make it worse because this pill gave me osteoporosis. I said, no, I am done with medicine. I said, can I just eat more ice cream? I literally said this to my doctor. Can I just eat more ice cream? God gave us something to strengthen our bones. And I don't want to eat too much cheese because cheese binds you. And I've been eating a lot of cheese lately since we did this bone test. And I'm like, it screws up your bowels and that's not a good thing. So if you're ever traveling and you get diarrhea, eat a lot of cheese because it does bind you and it works if you don't want to take whatever you might take. I don't know what you take or something. So if you're traveling internationally or someplace and you have eat a lot of cheese. So that's my story about German New Medicine. I literally took my world, came into German New Medicine by the grace of God, because God works in strange ways. I fell and really hit my head. I mean, literally for 2 weeks, I had to be very quiet because my husband had a concussion years ago and we knew what to do. And so for 2 weeks, I didn't watch any TV. I didn't listen to any radios. I was very, very quiet to keep my brain quiet because that was a serious fall on the road. I fell into the road and I'm grateful God didn't have a car coming. Well, through all of that, it's really cool to take the medical world and my woo-woo world and prove that it really works. You need to do both. You need to do both. And when she said, Maria, you've got manic behavior, I'm like, he picked that up from a bubble in my brain. And it's real. Because God knows I am such a skeptic. I'm like that doubting Thomas. When so much so that 4 hours later, Dr. Willow called me again and she said, this is the most fascinating thing. She goes, I'm going to go get a PT scan. She goes, this is amazing. She said, I've studied this for 10 years, and this is amazing what he picked up from your PT, from your PET scan, from your CAT scan. It wasn't a PT scan, it was a CAT scan. It was a CAT scan with no contrast. And I said, I know, it's crazy. And I said, if this medical report were not mine, and my life hadn't brought me through these books and put me together, I would say, what everybody else has said about Dr. Hammer, and probably locked him up, because I pretty much that's what they did to him. He proved 50,000 cases. Every case that was brought to him, he proved he was accurate on. And 50,001. This is amazing, amazing. And it needs to be brought to the forefront. So those of us who don't, none of us get out of this alive. I understand that. And that's another reason, because I am 72. I come from a long-lived family. There's no evidence of disease in my cancer, so I'm not dying tomorrow. Well, I might die tomorrow. I could get hit by a bus, or God could take me in my sleep, or some crazy shit could happen, and I could not be here tomorrow. I understand all that. However, right now I'm cancer-free, and we all have cancer cells running around, which is why you want to keep your immune system strong, because we all have cancer cells, and a healthy body takes care of it. And I literally sat in bed last night and go, okay, I'm done with everything. Because God knows what he did with this body. God knows what he made. And I am not going to be putting this drug in it to do this drug, because this drug is doing this. And now I need this drug, which needs this drug, which needs this drug, which needs this drug. When I just let the body do what it's doing. And you know what? Let me work on my de-evaluation. Because you know what bones are? Bones are de-evaluation conflict in German New Medicine. I need to build my internal strength so my bones get strong. I get all that. And I'm working on it, and I'm journaling about it, and I'm using Yvette Rose about osteoporosis and all of that stuff, and studying and working with Dr. Willow to help me. Okay, now let's focus on this. We've solved that big problem. Let's focus on these, because that's the problem that has now been brought on by the drug. And I'm like, I need to be strong enough, that self-evaluation thing, that self-esteem thing, that I have medicine that has proven all of the things that I have worked on have actually got me to the point where I don't need any of this medicine. And why am I taking it if I don't need it? Because God forbid I do need it again. We know that it did work. So if you know anybody that's been on this medicine, they build up a resistance to it. And then when they need it, they have to find another drug, because the one they've been on, their body is mutated so that it doesn't work anymore. I'm not doing that. And I'm 72 years old and I want to live a healthy life. I understand when people say it's the quality of life, not the quantity of life. Because the other day my husband said to me, this is before I was out the medicine, he said, Maria, he said, look at you. He said, you've become an old lady. And I said, Eric, it's the drugs. And my nephew's absolutely right. He said to me, he didn't say it to me, he said it to my brother, Dad, the medicine will kill her before the disease does. 5 days ago, because of this program, and I'm very grateful for it, this is not what I expected out of it, I actually had the strength to say, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I've German New Medicine, this, no evidence of disease, and this pill has now messed up my bones, which is a de-evaluation thing, which I will work on, and I don't need the help of the pill anymore because now I see it. And we'll work on German New Medicine, and hopefully I fix it before I die. So that's my really cool story about German New Medicine and how I came. My life journey validated German New Medicine. I didn't go looking for it. It was simply somebody holding up a book and saying, this has come across and I'm going to study it. And I'm like, no, I'm going to study it. Thank you very much. And I've studied it and I'm living it. And that's my story. There you go. It's crazy. And if somebody not if somebody told me their story about this, I would say, you're crazy. You're crazy. But I've got it. I lived it. I'm living it. And it's the craziest, funnest thing. And I've never been happier in my life. I've never had more fun in my life. It's these last 3 weeks. I am so glad this is the end because the last 3 weeks I had to relive everything I lived and I had no idea what I went through. I had no idea what I went through. And I don't know how the hell I did it other than truly, if somebody said, I'm like, it's my faith. The only thing it could be was my faith. And I will tell you the support and love of family and friends, the support of love of family and friends. And somebody did on Facebook. So any of you who have anybody that's going through cancer and has not been as fortunate as me to be as crazy as me. And can you believe I've had 3 phone calls tonight and I don't ever get phone calls after 7 o'clock at night. My God. And they're all important people in my life. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so crazy. So anyway, let me put my phone on. Well, we're almost at the end of it. So maybe they all know I'm talking about crazy stuff and they can feel it. But really, is it not crazy? It's crazy. I've lived it and I'm here to tell you the story. This stuff's real, folks. This stuff is real. You got to do body, mind, and spirit.
I just want to know if you've heard from your dad after you got the book and you've been doing the research and how he was interested. Like, have you heard from him since to be like, this is some good stuff? Or, you know, like, have you heard from him on the other side about all of this?
Oh, he's just laughing. He's laughing right now. He's like, no, she's never asked me, but I will tell you, and this is him speaking through me. She knows I've been with her through the whole thing. And I do. I know that he's been with me through the whole thing. But somebody said to me, because this threw me into confusion. You should have seen me last week. I was in such confusion because I didn't. And then I was confused because I was confused because I'm never confused, which was really funny. And she said, well, just sit with the confusion. Have you talked to the confusion? I went, no, I didn't think to talk to the confusion. She goes, well, just talk to the confusion. So that night I'm like, okay, confusion, come on up here. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm confused about, but you know what? I'm tired and I'm just going to love you and we're going to figure it out. And I don't have to figure it out tonight, but I'm just going to love you, confusion. And I went to sleep with confusion. I woke up and I went, that's it. I'm not taking the pill anymore. That and being and going, God, you've got to fix this body. So I don't know what did it, but my dad. So Melissa, I'm going to take that. So I'm going to have a conversation with my dad and go, what do you think about all this? Because I haven't heard him say, get back on the medicine. I haven't heard him say, this stuff's crazy. He's actually telling me he's very proud that I told my story. He's right here right now because he knows it's not been easy because I don't talk about myself. And Melissa, I have to tell you, it has been painful. And I didn't realize that. I thought that was, you know, I was just going to tell my story. I had to relive 27 years of my life that I was like, I'm like, God, can we put like that pain shield back up? Because that pain shield has really saved me from a lot. And he's like, no, you have to see what you went through. And I'm, can I be done with it? He goes, no, you have to see what you went through. Because other people are going through it and you need to tell your story. And I'm like, can we put it back up? Can we just put it back up? Because I really like not feeling pain. I have a whole new perspective of pain because I had no idea how much pain I was in from the surgeries, from because when you're going through it, I didn't live in pain. So I'm going to take your little thing and I'm going to ask my dad. Well, my dad is telling me right now he's very bad. But I will talk to my dad tonight and see. And my dad's going, you don't have to talk to me. You know how I feel about it. Just keep doing it. Yeah, because he has not. Yeah. And I, all along, if you know anything about me all along, I'm like, okay, I need to know, am I doing the right thing? I'm doing the right. But I never specifically asked my dad about it. And he's like, he's right here. And he's gone, that's because you know, I was always here with you. I was always here with you. And he is always with me. My sister's like, do you miss mom? And I'm like, no, she's here with me all the time. I mean, my parents are here with me. I can't, you know, I just, and I feel their love more now than I did when I was a little girl. Because when I was a little girl, I didn't think they loved me. And yet, my friend Denise said to me, your parents did what they did because they didn't want to, not because they didn't want. And I have, as I've gone through this, and I've done some Swedish death cleaning, I have shared the cards with Dr. Lillos, but there was notes that I have from my mom later in life that really explained to me the depth of my mother's love for me, and the respect and the admiration and just the notes that I've kept. She actually, the one note I'm really proud of is she said, it's nice to, and she's written this twice. She wrote it in a card in one and I have another letter. And I just found the card because you just did some housework. And I was like, oh, I didn't know these were here. So I was reading them and it was, they're from my mom. And one of them says, I'm glad to know that one of my children, when they go to bed at night, found what I found in their dad. And I'm glad that you're happy. And she was talking about Eric. So that's news very, very near and dear to my heart, because my mother didn't like many of the people we dated or kissed or married, or there was a few. One is she loved Mary and she loves my husband Eric. The others, I'm not sure she was crazy about along the way. And she let us know about it. But once we were married, she didn't say anything. She was not. But she said right up to the wedding vows, that's the wrong person. That's the wrong person. And she was always right. So I told her, I said, Mom, I'm filing divorce. And you can tell me. Yeah, I'll let you say it just once. Told you so. So I will talk to my dad, Melissa. Thank you.
I was wondering, I looked at that Tiger's Eye piece either last night or this morning. I just kind of looked down at it and I went, okay.
You could feel my dad in it.
So, you know, prompted.
I'm glad you still have that piece.
That's, I do.
It's a very special piece because my dad's in that piece.
I used to keep it in my pocket and then it like fell out and I'm like, no. And I'm like, you know what? You sit in a safe spot right over here.
Yeah.
So you can't fall and break.
That was the first stone my dad ever gave me. Was Tiger Eye. Did you know that? Did I tell you that at the time?
I think you told me then, and maybe in one of our crystal podcast episodes, I think you maybe mentioned that.
Yeah. And I actually passed the earrings on. They were Tiger Eye earrings. And I gave them to my niece, Emma, who never got to, she's named Emma Celeste after me. And I gave them to her because she never got to meet her grandpa. Well, hopefully she still has them. I don't know.
So no, I still have that piece and it's in a safe spot. And I see it, you know, every day.
And your dad is saying, look into German new medicine for you.
I've got plenty of notes here and you know, book titles written.
I will bring this book for you because I thought I lost mine. So I ordered two. I will gift this book to you when I see you in April. That means I better put it out in stones, right? Yes, because I'm like, okay, I ordered two. And shipping was more than the books because they come from Germany. But this is actually his book. He wrote this book. Oh. And if anybody has any questions or anything, you know, they can reach you or they can reach me on Maria Celeste Provenzano Cook on Facebook. If you've got questions about German New Medicine, there's all kinds of German New Medicine. There's a German New Medicine page on Facebook. Danny Carroll will do he or Dr. Willow both will work with you. There's all kinds of stuff on German New Medicine out there. So, and I know just enough that it proves I've done my work and I have a lot more work to do.
Well, Maria, did you have any questions for Maria?
No, it's fascinating. I've heard about this a while back, but I never really looked into it. I thought it was just medicine. Wasn't something that infused the two. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And how it came into my life is it was just simply somebody held up a book and my spirit went, you need that book. And I went, in the middle of a crowd, there's like 75 people on the Zoom class. I went, stop, I need to see that book again. And that's not like me to interrupt a class of 75 students on Facebook or on Zoom. And I was like, nope, I need that book. And here you go.
Good thing you did.
I know, crazy. It's crazy fun. I'm telling you, folks, it's crazy fun. It's crazy fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you because my body's feeling so much better. Go on. You have no idea.
Yay. Yay, yay. So we're going to have even more fun in Tucson next year because you're going to be feeling fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so because we didn't rent the house last year, we weren't sure she was going to give it to us because she stayed there all winter. And it's like, oh, maybe she really likes being there for the winter. She lives in Alaska. And so we do have the house. Not as long because she decided she didn't want to be in Alaska. But we do have the house. So yes, we will be in Tucson together.
Yay. We're going to tear up that gem show, man. I can't wait.
I'm not bringing my wallet with me.
You probably have the numbers memorized. That's okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. The Lord, I know. It's not easy, but the Lord had asked me to walk away from this because I literally said to Eric 5 days ago, I don't know that I can do that show. I said, the way my body feels, I don't think I could lift up a box. That's how bad it was. That's how bad I got. And that's what God made me feel. And I'm like, Eric, I don't think I can do that show. But anyway, now I'm feeling much better. And I told the doctor today, I said, I don't know. I'm not getting excited. But I'm just telling you, last night was the first night I've slept without tossing and turning and being in pain. And the pills are right
and
there.
And here's to many more nights of restful sleep.
I'm hoping. So, folks, that's my story. And Melissa and Maria, I can't thank you both enough. Bigger than what I thought for me to be able to share this. And hopefully someone out there benefits somewhere along the line, whether you're using a ice cap so that you don't get chemo brain or journal, whatever it is. I don't care if you've got arthritis or you've got an ingrown toenail or you do Louise Hay's work. If you follow Louise Hay's work, you've got to follow Yvette Rose. Because Louise Hay's the founder of this work and Yvette Rose brings it way, 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 way deep. Two fabulous women. Dr. Hammer's work brings the woo-woo world and the medical world together. And I'm hoping that my doctor's open to it so I can bring it to IU. Same. Yeah, this is why. So as I've done some of the studying, what's the survival rate with those people on chemotherapy? It's not very high. You got to do your internal work.
Well, we thank you for sharing all of that. Yes. Your story and everything you've been through, all of the vulnerability, you know, it's amazing. And not many people would be that open about it.
Yeah.
And I know anybody listening who may be going through, you know, is going to find a lot of help and value in it and knowing that they're not alone.
They are alone. You know,
in what they're feeling.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Thank you. But real quickly, and I'll just finish up. But somebody who is they say terminal. And I actually heard it when in her writing that she has accepted that. And she said, please don't let them be alone. She goes, I've lost a lot of friends because they don't know how to behave because now I've got terminal cancer. If you've got a friend going through it, do the best you can. You don't have to say anything. Just hold their hand. Just go and say, you know what? Let's go for a walk today. If you're feeling up to a walk, just be there for the ones going through it.
Yeah, it's a lot to process and it's very overwhelming.
It's scary shit. It's scary shit. It's scary. And people said, you made it really easy. I did until I had to walk through it the second time. Because I wanted to do this. Because I wanted to tell you about German New Medicine. Little did I know how healing was going to be for me. So I'm thankful. But, you know, there's options out there, folks. There's options. And I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just telling you it's been a journey of my lifetime. That's been the funnest journey in my entire life. And it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I told you tonight was going to be fun. It's crazy fun.
Well, any time I've had with you is always fun. So, you know, even your heavy stories are fun and I look forward to them.
Bubbles in the brain. Go figure, right?
Never would have thought that. It makes me think of what was it called? Phrenology, when they would read the bumps on your head, like psychically. Mm-hmm. But now it's just bubbles in the brain, right?
But
more valid.
What if they were reading the energy that those bubbles had left in the brain? Horses can feel you coming 4 feet before you're even near them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe there is, you know, it's what's that when you take somebody's ring?
Psychometry.
Psychometry. What if that was a form of psychometry?
Maybe. Yeah.
All right, Maria Cerna, when I see you on Saturday, I'm going to be like, read my head.
And I'm not recommending people go fall on their head to get a PET scan done. That's not a recommendation. But Spirit knew I probably wasn't going to do that. So they had me fall and ruin my really expensive glasses. Not my cheap, not that these aren't cheap, but my, you know, they could have. Yeah. I got my glasses fixed. No worries. Got the glasses fixed.
I know. And you always have such cute glasses and they're in patterns that nobody else could ever pull off except for you.
Have you seen my golf glasses? Hold on. I don't think so. When this is over, I'll show you my golf glasses.
Okay.
They're right over there.
Thank you for sharing and thank you for listening, everybody. And we hope to see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Healer's Corner podcast. Join us again soon.